by. We got the fan kicking in the background here. You are listening to KBCU Boulder. That's Radio 1190 for you guys out there that don't know that. And we're about to get off on another version of Route 78 West. Uncle Jeff, I think I'm flying solo. We'll see whether the Lokester gets here or not. And got a whole ton of great new stuff. Been down at the Quonset Hut dubbing down some more 78s. And we'll tell you a little more about that in a minute. And also got some stuff to talk about payola. You know, we basically get all these tracks. These old guys, you know, they pay us from the grave, so we'll play these old tracks. So we're going to get into some of that a little later on. But anyway, I don't know what to tell you right now. Route 78 West has been being picked up by a bunch of different podcasting zones out there, and it's kind of fun, kind of cool, and glad people are interested. So give a listen. You can always dig back in the archives on Route78West.com, and we got some of the old MP3 shows up there, and we're going to start loading up a bunch of them. So without further ado here, we are the original. There's no question about it. Here's Euro Albert. This is an old one here called I'm an Imitator, and pretty fun, brand new to us, brand new to the station, as they say. Dub down Tuesday night, a bunch of Takatis were involved.
There's several kinds of taters, that is true. Sweet taters, Irish taters, just to name a few. There's spectators, commentators, and dictators too. And I want the world to know that I'm a tater too. Well, I'm an imitator, I sing country songs. And if I take a notion, I can sing like George Jones. Well, I'm making lots of money. It's country music that I love. And as long as I have time, I'll take the man up above. Dictator tells you what to do. A commentator tries to explain things to you. Spectator likes to watch, but he never takes a part. And you'll find my kind of tater on a record chart. Well, I'm an imitator, I like country picking. Listen while I sing a song like Little Jimmy Dickens. I've always lived on turnip greens and taters. Thought someday they might make me grab. Well, I'm an imitator, I imitate them all. My favorite's Roy Acuff, with him I have a ball. Well, I really love my baseball, and yes, I really mean. The way this song is done by good old Dizzy Dean. Well, I'm an imitator, I can really do that. Listen while I hit a lick like old Lester Flatt. You are my flower, and I get hungry, then I won't. Favorite flower is the one that's made by Martha White. When I hear old Ralph Emery play a song for you and me, well, it makes me want to sing just like old E.T. Well, I'm busy touring the country, I feel like I could draw. Be back at my record shop.
Standing on the corner of Houston and Maine, up steps a big policeman and he asked me my name. I told him that my name was on the tail of my shirt. I like to do the boogie, but I didn't like to work. I'm doing the San Antonio boogie.
San Antonio boogie.
With that boogie beat, it's all my own. Now when we do the boogie woogie in my home in San Antonio. In the heart of San Antonio, I'm doing the San Antonio boogie.
San Antonio boogie.
With that boogie beat, it's all my own. Now when we do the boogie woogie in my home in San Antonio. Taught me how to jive. I'm doing the San Antonio boogie.
San Antonio boogie.
With that boogie beat, it's all my own. Now when we do the boogie woogie in my home in San Antonio.
Can it be? You can rest everybody, but cruel Stagger Lee, that bad man, oh cruel Stagger Lee. Mr. Lyon told Stagger Lee, please don't take my life. I got two little babies and a darling loving wife. That bad man, oh cruel Stagger Lee. What I care about you two little babies, darling loving wife. You done stole my stuff and hat. I'm bound to take your life. That bad man, oh cruel Stagger Lee. Bad man, oh cruel Stagger Lee.
smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Bluebirds singing a song. Nothing but bluebirds from now on. I never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw a thing going this right. I notice in the clouds hurrying by. When you're in love, how they fly. Oh, blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but those blue skies, baby, from now on. Oh, baba, do do that, labor, 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 labor.
All right, you guys. That's a pretty nice set there, starting us out here in Route 78 West, and kind of a fun version of Sweet Dreams, a little bit different than anything you guys have ever heard. That's Buddy Thompson coming from RCA back old days, and everybody knows that as a Patsy Cline song, I think, pretty much. And right before that, Blue Skies, that was a real sweet one. Both Loki and I are getting off on this. It's a Cats and the Fiddle. That's an old one on Bluebird. Really nice work in there, not the Willie Nelson style.
And then thanks again to Eric Allen for kicking that one our way. And this reminds me actually a lot of what Paul Whiteman and his musical Whiteheads were trying to get the sound of, but this is the real deal with the true 3 and 4 part soul singing harmony. I love it. This is just delicious stuff.
Well, I think I got something queued up for you next. We're going to revisit this disc because it's pretty darn good. I actually really enjoying that. And tons of new material here in the factory. I don't know how it ended up, but we were having some fun. We were out kind of late for school night, I think, Loki. What was it like?
Well, you told me, now make sure we leave by 11. I said, oh, yeah, sure, okay, no problem. About 1:30, 1:45, I think we finally got on the road out of there. But I'll tell you, we found a treasure trove, as you're wont to say, of
try
of
3
great
o'clock.
Music.
Try
we
3 o'clock.
Leave till 3.
I didn't get home till 3:30.
Like I said, we lost track of time. And I think I got some great photos of us digging through stacks and stacks and piles of these dusty old 78s. It was a great time. We'll put that up on the web, and I think we've got lots of great fodder for the next few weeks worth of shows here.
Yeah, I think so. Some good stuff coming up today. And before that, beginning of the show, we start out with one of these ones we transcribed there. It's I'm an Imitator. That's Euro Albert. I never heard of him, and probably never will again. One of those weird ones. And then followed that with Johnny Guitar and his Targits, Targits, and that's the San Antonio Boogie, nice and mono, and Stackily in there, Mississippi John Hurt from 1928, the early sessions of his stuff. But here's one we promised to, we'd probably play another one of these cats in the fiddle, and this one here, I don't want to set the world on fire. I know this is kind of an up-tempo number, but this version of this is really sweet. So without further ado, on Route 78, more of the same.
I like to rock, roll, rip, tear. I like to do stuff like that there.
I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. Now in my heart I have but one desire, and that one is you. No other will do. I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just wanna be the one you love. And with your permission, if you feel the same, I can reach the goal I'm dreaming of, believe me. I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. Wanna be the one she loves, and with her permission, if she'll feel the same, I can reach the goal I'm dreaming of, believe me. I don't want to set the world on fire. I just wanna start a flame in your heart.
aflame in your heart.
Shines best
out on the western plains. Some of the boys have gone away, but they'll be back soon. For it's roundup time, away out west, when the cactus is in bloom. Daylight comes and the cowhands yell, they call out every man. I throw my saddle on my old cow horse and drink my coffee from a can. The sun goes down on the cattle trail, and I'm gazing at the moon. It's roundup time away out west when the cactus is in bloom. The yodel-day, lay-o, the yodel-day.
San Antone, any old place, just call it my home. I gotta go, I got Texas in my soul. Hey, Dallas, Fort Worth, San Angelo, Houston, Austin, or El Paso. I gotta go, I got Texas in my soul. It is there I know my place is. You see only smiling faces, and so all of the rest of the world's not worth a pound of good old Texas dirt. I gotta go, I got Texas in my soul. Ah, Texas, yes. Throw it out, brother. Del Rio, west of the Pecos or old Waco. I gotta go, I got Texas in my soul. Sweetwater, Beaumont, Wichita Falls, Fort Arthur, Bengal, I hear your calls. I gotta go, I got Texas in my soul. Where the tumbleweeds are growing, I know it's there that I am going to stay. Well, I've been a Texan since my birth, no place like it on this earth. I gotta go, I got Texas in my soul. Yeah! I've got Texas in my soul.
Gotta go.
Something like that.
There you go. Clap happy.
All right. That's Hank Penny there. That's kind of nice. That's another new one for us. Nice old scratchy 78. That's something I didn't have on any of my Hank Penny stuff, all the collections been accumulating over time, as they say. So,
well, Hank says he's got Texas in his soul, but to me it sounds like he's got real slick produced L.A. in his soul. And then Eric corrected me and said he's actually a Cincinnati cat.
He's a Cincinnati cat who went to Hollywood, made it big in slick stuff, but always a tight band. And some of the stuff's great, and some of it's on that edge like that.
Oh, he's fabulous.
I like the hand claps. Come on. And then Jimmie Rodgers there. That's a classic look. I really like that one.
Yeah,
the cactus is in bloom. Nice, nice, nice kind of slidey stuff going on. And right before that, Ted Daffin, one of my favorites. He's kind of got a low, droll, kind of laconic voice. And that was Weary, Worried, and Blue. And that pretty well sums up some things that he does anyway, and sometimes myself. And
that kind of reminded me of Sick, Sober, and Sorry, you know, similar kind of idea.
It's all the same song, come on. And then I started out this one with the brand new to us both, Cats and the Fiddle, and I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire. And I'm really getting into this disc. These guys, I don't know, you know a little more than I do.
Well, it's really interesting to me because I kind of want to check the years, because that's coming from 1941, and it sounds a lot like what early Bing Crosby was trying to do. And what's interesting is, you know, the Cats and the Fiddle, they were an African-American band. Bing Crosby was playing mostly with white groups, and it's very interesting to see you know, the sort of the black jazz soul styles being performed by white folks, and then seeing black folks turn around and do some of the Irving Berlin songs, and just kind of an interesting melting pot of music that was happening at that time. And it's always interesting to see who was influencing who was trying to sell records to which audience. But regardless, it was great music coming out of that time.
You know, one of the things for the show here, you guys are just tuning into this kind of stuff. Route 78 West, we like to start old time and kind of creep our way into the modern presence. And most of the stuff we do, the old stuff, is not available too easily. You know, it's old 78s, some transcriptions and stuff like that that we're doing. And a few of them are out on disc. This stuff for Cats and the Fiddle is on an old double Bluebird vinyl. And if you find that, you're a lucky guy. Don't go to eBay. We're looking.
Or gal.
That's true. And cats could be either. And anyway, this kind of stuff like this, you can listen here. We kind of creep into the modern era through some trucker songs, surf songs, and then into, you know, current all country kind of stuff. And I don't know, it's pretty much a tradition to keep going that way. But right now we got something to say is we are accepting all payola for all these old releases. And I don't know, I've been reading about Sony Records and kind of reading about the idea of shoving people's money down, you know, shoving Mariah Carey down people's throats by giving them a TV or something.
Nothing new. It's been going on and on and on for years and years. But I'm actually glad that from time to time someone goes after the big wigs and says, you know what, there's a reason our radio sucks, and it's because money's in it. And I'll tell you what, we're all volunteers here, and I think we do a pretty good show.
Yeah, we like to have fun with it. Here's one here, just in case you guys don't know what this all means. It's called No More Records, and this is a pretty interesting one. Art Gibson and his Melody Mountain Boys. And this was about back in the old war days. They actually had a little ban on recording so that people wouldn't waste all kinds of technology, magnetic tape, and they didn't want to waste even vinyl. I guess they needed it for something. So anyway, that's the way it works. And payola is pretty well guaranteeing no more records at this point. Shove those digital downloads down our throat. Here it is.
We're doing that two-step, sidestep. Then a whirl away, two-step, sidestep. Took the man away, two-step, sidestep. What a gloomy day from that two-step Saturday night.
Oh, what will we do without records? When we can't play our phonograph no more, what will we do for entertainment when there's no more records in the store? No more records in the store. No more records in the store. What will we do without records when we can't play our phonograph no more? Victrola in the attic and bring down the fiddle and guitar, for we're gonna have to entertain our neighbors and bring the family spirit up to par. For there's no more records in the store. No more records in the store. What will we do without records when we can't play our phonograph no more? Do without records, no one seems to care about our plight. And what about the old corner tavern where we dance by the jukebox every night? For there's no more records in the store. No more records in the store. Oh, what will we do without records when we can't play our phonograph no more? Music's gone with the Indians. From now on it's gotta be fresh. Oh, what will we do without records? Why don't someone straighten up this mess? For there's no more records in the stores. No more records in the stores. Oh, what will we do without records when we can't play our phonograph no more?
Howdy, neighbors. This is Joe Maples talking to you for Country Music Time, and our special guest today on Country Music Time is the one and only from Decca Records, Tex Jinx Carmen. Tex, the Dixie Cannonball was real fine. Welcome to Country Music Time.
And thank you, and it's a pleasure to be playing for you.
Tex, you got one of the oldest styles and just about the most original of anybody in the business. So we're going to ask you today to work real hard and see if you can't recruit us some newcomers to the United States Air Force. And I think you're just the fella that can do it. What you got with that guitar now, huh?
Well, I'd like to do a good one of my best-selling records, Hillbilly Hula.
The Hillbilly Hula? Hey, boys, you can go Hawaii, too. Let's try it one time, Tex. We could listen to you play that Hawaiian guitar all day long. But right now, I'd like to introduce you to a fella. See that fella stand over there in the corner?
Yes, I do.
That's Sergeant Sturgis. And he's got a word of advice to all your friends out there that's listening to your show today that I think they're going to be interested in hearing. And folks, take advice. Here's Don Sturgis.
Thank you, Joe. Here's an important tip to career-minded young men. There's a bright future awaiting you in the United States Air Force. Yes, if you measure up to the requirements of the aerospace team, you can enjoy a career of steady advancement. In the United States Air Force, you'll have the opportunity for valuable training. Training that will enable you to fill a vital job in the aerospace age. Here's your chance to learn a skill and get the experience that will assure your future in this age of air and space travel. You'll find the Air Force way of life interesting and stimulating. There's the chance to further your education, even earn college credits. You may have opportunities for travel to such exciting places as France, Spain, Japan. And wherever you go, you'll be well taken care of medically at no cost to you. If you're interested in finding out about the many benefits that go with a career in Air Force Blue, stop in and talk to your local Air Force recruiter. He'll be happy to give you full details. See him soon. Remember, there's a place for tomorrow's leaders on the aerospace team.
this next one's going out for our favorite waitress. That's Dee out there if you're listening.
He just wants a waitress.
I want a wait waitress to wait on me. Keep me company. Golly gosh, oh gee, I want a wait waitress to wait on me. Can't you plainly see?
He just wants a waitress.
But I can't catch your eye. How can I imply? Want some apple pie? I want some pie, and maybe by July I will get my pie.
He just wants a waitress.
Wait, waitress, to just bring me a jug. Take a great big slug, be my doodle bug. I want a wait, waitress, to hurry with my food. I am getting stewed.
He just wants a waitress.
Bill McCluskey was a husky, healthy, handsome lad. And McCluskey had a pretty little girl by the name of Pearl. But McCluskey, big and husky, stuttered mighty bad. So when he wanted her to marry him, he told her brother Jim. Now you tell her, cause I stutter and always getting Dutch. Now she ought to know. I've a bum ba bum ba bungalow where we two can raise a little epa sapa lapa. Oh, help a fella. And I go tell her, cause I stutter too much. You tell her, cause I stutter, and always getting Dutch. Now she ought to know. I've a bum ba bum ba bungalow where we two can raise a little epi sapa lapa. Oh, help the fella, and go tell her, cause I stutter too much. You tell her, cause I stutter and always getting Dutch. Now she ought to know. I've a bum ba bum ba bungalow where we two can raise a little epa sapa lapa. Help the fella, and I go tell her, cause I stutter too mama.
Now it's no wonder why you were so sweet and pretty, easy on the eye. I thought you was the cutest thing alive, but you changed from an angel to a devil right before my eyes. Well, it all started out with Adam and Eve. He listened to a scheme and he believed. He took a bite of apple, to his surprise, she changed from an angel to a devil right before his eyes. Her scheming lies could fool any man who thinks he's wise. It's honey and sugar till she gets him tied. Then she'll change from an angel to a devil right before his eyes. Yeah, it's all sorted out with Adam and Eve. He listened to his scheme and he believed. He took a bite of apple and to his surprise she changed from an angel to a devil right before his eyes.
Well, during our last installment of Route 78 West, I threatened that I was going to try and rein Jeff in. Jeff's a very progressive guy and sometimes he likes to get going modern. And I said, you know what, we're going to try and do at least the first hour of old music. And I think we've succeeded. I don't think we played a single thing past about 19... Have we even made it to 1950 yet, Jeff? Maybe about 52 is the most recent.
We made it to 54, actually. We're moving there, I'll
That's
tell
some
you
newfangled
that.
Music. Well, that last one had a little bit of reverb, which goes to show that country music has always tried to stay on the cutting edge and get something with the modern sound, although I got to say they're really making grave mistakes in that vein in today's modern country. We're stinky, but that one had some nice reverb.
I thought that reverb was pretty funny. It was just in the middle of the chorus, all of a sudden, womp. But that's the way things started, I guess. I had a nice long set there. Started out with No More Records. That's Art. God, I can't read. Art Gibson and his Melody Mountain Boys. Can't read my own writing these days. And followed that up with something you brought in there.
Oh, yeah. Jinx, Tex Carmen, and that's the Stutter Song. This is some unreleased stuff from some radio transcriptions. These were sort of like little propaganda, join the army, it's great kind of records. And then they had that corny little ad on how you can get a good career in the army, and I'm just throwing that out to all the folks who are tempted to join up right now, because you know you get a president who drives the economy to all hell, so the only jobs are to go play for his war. And I gotta tell you, man, I don't think a single president has talked more in favor of the armed forces and done more to cut the benefits and actually slash the actual perks and incentives for going over there. So if it's possible, don't join up, and if you did, well, our hearts go out to you, and hopefully you can come home soon.
There you have it, the political there's a spot here on Route 78 West. We're guaranteeing always to have something there that's going to piss somebody off and make somebody else happy.
Just don't trust those Bush boys. I'll tell you, his father, George Bush, started a war in the Middle East and cut benefits, and a lot of folks who had Desert Storm Syndrome or Gulf War Syndrome didn't get the help they needed, and right now they're cutting a lot of benefits for vets and soldiers, too.
You may not read the paper because you have such a busy, active life these days, pal, but they had some grannies down in Arizona that showed up trying to register for the draft so they could actually go and replace their sons in Iraq. And
what was that song we played a week before last, Send Me Instead? Or what was
it? That was the dad. That was a veteran's plea what that one was.
Now the grannies want to go, huh?
Yeah, but I don't know. They didn't want to let them sign up. So
imagine that.
I don't know. We have to tell you what else we heard there. We had enough of Jerry Bird in that, the nice pedal steel one. That was Hilo March. Pretty sweet, so I figured I better tell you that. And then a brand new song for us coming off of 78. Wonderful, wonderful Light Crust Doughboys. I know you think they're not the greatest all the time, but that was a vocal by Marvin Montgomery. And I Just Want a Waitress. And God, if there was ever a song for our favorite waitress, it's that one right there. Dee, that one's for you. And
every Sunday,
you had
folks.
Something you cooked up after.
Oh, yeah.
There,
well,
pal.
First of all, I'm going to say every Sunday, folks, you're more than welcome to come on down to Tom's Tavern and enjoy one of Uncle Jeff's wholesome milkshakes. And by the way, that's part of the payola we're talking about, because because they don't pay us a thing to say it. but we still love them. And then also, right after that, I did another of those Jinx Tex Carmen. Probably the corniest song we played today, but it worked. That was a stutter song. You tell her because I stutter.
You want to make a disclaimer? Usually you do that on this stuff.
Well, you know, at least I didn't bring in Katie. It was another stuttering song. There's a whole tradition of stuttering songs. We could do a whole show of them if we wanted, but we won't.
I think the Waitress was pretty good. All right. And then From a Devil to an Angel, or An Angel to a Devil, actually. Whitey Knight and Kenny Cox and his Western Airs. Whitey Knight, come on. All right. You are listening to Route 78 West. You guys have been listening to the show for a while, know the routine, old stuff at the beginning, kind of ramping it up into the present at the end. And we're kind of having fun today playing a bunch of airing a bunch of new stuff. Unfortunately, the payola that we were expecting didn't come in. I want a new color TV. This black and white that I've been watching, Loki, it doesn't even have rabbit ears, and it's kind of fuzzy.
I don't even have a TV, Jeff.
Oh, you're holier than thou. But I don't know. I read Sony was giving them TVs, junkets to Las Vegas, flights to New York to go see their favorite band. I don't know, maybe they're missing the college stations, like KVCU, Boulder, let's see, Campus Box. No, we won't go there.
I guess we just don't play enough Mariah Carey for Sony Records. Well, guess what? It's not going to happen.
They were pushing Audio Slave, too. And if you want to talk about a band that, part Soundgarden, part this, part that.
It's pretty wank.
Six drops of Cylinder Sauce. Anyway, you know, these bands, if they can do that like that, I think we can push this stuff here. So we're going to push one on you right now. Kind of an old guy. He was one guy that always took a stand. Jay knows who it is. We're about to play you Payola Blues here, and this is an old Neil Young song, kind of in the rockabilly vein, and we'll see what we can follow up after that. And just to play it safe, because we want to do that around here these days, this is KVCU.
Boulder.
See you around.
here right now, would you please call again?
Thank you. Call again. You called me on the phone and found I'm not alone. Baby, thank you. Call again. You thought you'd make me blue to do the things you do, but I'll thank you. Guess again. It really was my lucky day when you walked out on me. I didn't know what living was till you left and set me free. So if you broke your promise and it hurt you deep inside, then I'll thank you. Call again. Get a busy signal, hang up and wait a spell. My receiver may be off the hook. I might be busy, who can tell? Now you just have to learn. You'll have to wait your turn. Now let me see, I am busy on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And I'd like to rest on Thursday, if you don't mind. So if you would please call me late on Friday, and I'll thank you.